Hello everyone, it's Audio Mode Day 27, and this one is called Transmission Ends at Wishbold.
Welcome to Audio Mode. Make some audio every day throughout the month of June. Drop it on your socials with a quick description. Use the hashtag Audio Mode so everyone can find it and listen to it. And leave a nice comment on what you did.
So listen to the radio. We do have others. I wonder why we're playing radio songs though. Sorry, a little bit messy there with some of the links. It's just technology's against me. But you know what? The message is there. It's all about radio today. So, first you heard the calls live at... where were they? MTV Unplugged in 2001, I think. And then Radio Gaga by Queen in 1983, and this one from the same year. That was Tom Robinson. Listen to the radio. All songs about radio. Reason I'm doing this is because there's a massive transmitter that more or less served the UK. There's loads and loads of facts and information you can find out about it. And it's in a place called Wychbold, which from memory is spelt Wycbold, I think. But it'll be in my notes, so if you want to research Wychbold, it definitely isn't said the way it sounds, or sounds the way it reads. That might be a better way of putting it. And it was this place, basically, that was chosen by the BBC in, I think, 1935 to put their big, shiny new transmitter, and it is huge. It, I think, was 750-odd feet high, but you'll hear more of that in a little clip that I've got to play for you that was recorded by the BBC themselves for the ceremony, you know, the fact that we're closing this transmitter. And it served in war and peace and all sorts. And it means that medium wave and I think more importantly long wave won't be covered on this thing. And I remember my mum and dad lived about 10 miles from it, and it would mean that you would always get the Radio 1 and 2 and different channels, especially Radio 4, in very, 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 very strong signal. And if you were in the area itself, you'd turn the old-fashioned radio dial and just wouldn't hear anything but this radio station. But it could be heard all over Europe. It was absolutely incredible. Anyway, I'm going to finish by playing you a little piece on it. I think myself that it is still needed. I mean, I wonder, you know, what they're going to do if they need a backup for things like, I don't know, if there was some catastrophe with the internet and people couldn't, you know, receive radio communications anymore. I feel like they must be getting less and less and less on the old-fashioned radio bands like medium wave, long wave, short wave, the various single side bands and all the rest of it. Anyway, as I said, I'm not really the expert, but I wanted to mark this auspicious occasion when this transmitter was getting turned off. There is a campaign to try to get this place to be like a heritage site and to maybe have a national radio museum. I would love to see that, because these transmitters have dominated the countryside in the skyline of Worcestershire, in Wychbold in particular, for many, many years. All right, I will speak to you tomorrow. Oh, and here's that report, of course. Here we go.
The Droitwich Transmitting Station was set up more than 90 years ago to improve radio signal for the whole of the UK. The locally named Wychbold masts were built to 700 feet high and tower still above the Worcestershire landscape.
Obviously, it was a big team of workers on site. It cost £200,000 to build then. That's about £20 million now, which actually is quite a good value. But the towers themselves were built by just 10 riggers.
On the 6th of September 1934, it was ready to go. And the first thing the country heard in this new world of radio was a musical piece by composer Eric Coates called The Merrymakers. A few years after that, though, the Second World War broke out and the masts had a new job to do.
They were used to block transmissions from the Luftwaffe so that they were almost blind when they were coming in to fly, so they had a big part to play. They also transmitted messages to the French resistance, so it was sort of very covert, as you could imagine.
The masts also sent messages to help coordinate operations on D-Day.
Paul's podcast is the best around. Stay tuned in for amazing sounds.